The Indianapolis skyline is scheduled to change this weekend. The city plans to implode Market Square Arena at 7 a.m. Indianapolis time on Sunday. In its 27 years of operation, the downtown arena earned a world-class reputation. It will take about 15 seconds to level the building with a timed detonation of dynamite charges. Singer Glen Campbell was the first act to play Market Square Arena in 1974. Elvis Presley gave his last concert there in 1977. In 1978, a kid named Wayne Gretzky made his Major League Hockey debut at Market Square Arena. The arena hosted hundreds of rock concerts when it was not being used as home court for the Indiana Pacers. Steve Hammer is associate editor at Nouveau News Weekly in Indianapolis. He's been a vocal opponent of the plans to destroy Market Square Arena. Mr. Hammer, what was it like to go to a rock concert at MSA?
Well, aside from it being perfect acoustically, it had an intimacy that arenas that size normally don't have. Performers said they loved playing there because they felt like they could stand on stage and look the person in the top row in the eye.
Wow. How many people would it hold?
For a concert, we're talking maybe 15, 16,000.
That's a goodly number, isn't it? Yeah. How many concerts do you think you have seen there?
I thought about it the other day, and I think the number is probably close to 300.
300? Well, that's good. Out of this 300, tell us about some favorites.
Bob Dylan and Tom Petty played an incredible concert there in 1986, I believe, for which encore after encore was held. Bruce Springsteen was another great performer that always played there. John Mellencamp, being from Indiana, holds the record for drawing the most people into Market Square Arena. There's really so many Market Square Arena moments, it's hard to count them all.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Well, I know that Ted Nugent was a big hit.
Yeah,
well,
Ted Nugent was famous for shooting a bow through his guitar, which never failed to incite the crowd to heights of ecstasy.
Well, it's a funny way to tune a guitar.
Exactly.
I understand that the last act to play Market Square Arena was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, were you there for that concert?
Oh, of course I was. I was there with Bells On.
What were some of the things that Skynyrd performed?
Freebird, being their signature tune, was the last song they played. And as the last notes of that drifted off into the ether, as it were, people were crying, knowing that their favorite arena was about to be demolished.
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? For I must be traveling on now. Cause there's too many places I've got to see.
Is one of those full-out 120 decibel events where women were lifting up their shirts, men were holding their Zippos aloft.
Oh yeah!
Frisbees and beach balls were being tossed around in the crowd, and very memorable evening.
Is, though, that makes that arena so important to you? It has to be something beyond acoustics. And it sounds, anyway, from your description, so much like dozens of other arenas like this in plenty of other places around the country.
part of it might be nostalgia for my lost youth, but I think it's more than that. When Market Square Arena was built, it was the first tangible piece of a dream that the civic fathers of Indianapolis had for helping the city build in population and in conventions. And so it's like the living embodiment of a dream of these great civic leaders of the late 60s and early 70s. And now it's come tumbling down. And so to a large extent, I feel a lot of those dreams are coming down with it.
Steve Hammer, associate editor at Nouveau Newsweekly in Indianapolis, where Market Square Arena is scheduled for demolition on Sunday. Your choice, Mr. Hammer. We want to go out on a little bit of music. You pick some group you've heard that really meant a lot to you at the Market Square Arena.
I think Led Zeppelin would be appropriate because they were the kings of arena rock during the 70s, Indianapolis being quite the town for arena rock and roll, you know, characterized by big hair and big guitars and loud music. And so that might be an appropriate choice, Led Zeppelin.
Thank you, Mr. Beethoven. We'll call you.